ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾ. ಓಂ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ the 10th chapter. I will give you the summary of this chapter. This chapter comes in Madhyama Shatkam, between first Shatkam and third Shatkam. Between six chapters this 10th chapter comes, therefore it is called Madhyama Shatkam. The Madhyama Shatkam topic is Ishvara Swarupam, Lord Krishna revealing the nature of God. What is the Swarupam of God or Bhagavan? From 7th chapter onwards, he is revealing Eka Rupa Ishvara Paramatma. The Lord is with two principles, Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. This Eka Rupa Ishvara, one has to start in the beginning of his or her own life. This Eka Rupa Upasana is useful for Dhyanam, Puja, and one can have the bond, relation with Eka Rupa Ishvara. Human being need a relation for emotional support. The best relation is only Bhagavan. Therefore, learn to depend on God. World dependence to God dependence is the best relationship, is the best dependence. If at all you want to depend, if at all you want to lean upon someone, better to lean upon God. That is your Ishta Devata. This Ishta Devata is given in the form of Rama, in the form of Krishna, in the form of Devi, many gods. The original nature of Ishvara is infinite, formless. Formless, infinite, nirvikara. Formless means nirvikara, changeless, nirakaram, nirvikaram. Formless means nirakaram. Changeless means nirvikaram. Infinite means anantam, limitless. That is the nature of Ishvara, originally. Infinite, formless, changeless principle is the nature of God, real nature of God. That formless infinite principle given a form. That formless infinite principle, which is the real nature of God, we have given a name. We means Shastra presents. You take the infinite formless principle of God into a formed God for your sake, for dhyana, for japa, for puja, for archana, because you cannot worship that formless principle. You cannot meditate upon a formless principle. You cannot do archana to a formless entity. Therefore, how you show your reverence, how you show your bhakti, the formless infinite God, better to invoke in a particular form. Just bhavana. Even haridra kunkumam, manjal, pudi, pyramid form, you can invoke the infinite God in that pyramid form of turmeric powder. That is why lot of Puranas have come. Devi Puranam, praising that infinite Lord in the form of Devi. Shiva Puranam, same infinite God in the form of Shiva, it is glorified. Bhagavatam, full of leelas of God. All Puranas you take, Shiva Puranam, Vishnu Puranam, Devi Puranam, all Puranas are talking about the formed gods, His glories, His leelas, sports of the Lord. Picturized, formless is picturized. Picture means what? With no form, but we have taken a picture. How? Just kalpana. Just kalpana. For whose purpose? That kalpana deliberately done by the Shastra for humanity. That kalpana, that formless God given form, this kalpana, kalpana only, deliberately, knowingly, for the purpose of human emotional growth, for mental purification, for mental refinement, deliberately done. That is why Mirabai talking to Lord Krishna, Tyagaraja talking to, relating God, Rama, talking to Rama, Shabari also relating herself with Rama. So many bhaktas related themselves with their personal God. So our whole culture is depending on this, based on this. Our culture is so rich, rich culture, Bhartiya Samskriti. Our culture is what? Bharatiya Samskriti. The whole culture is very rich because of these Puranas. Even dramas, dance drama, and any Bharatanatyam, any Kuchipudi, what they are doing? They are showing the whole Bhagavan Swarupam. Dashavataram, 4 hours dance drama they show. From Matsyavatara onwards, Prahlada Charitram, Rukmini Kalyanam, Gajendra Moksham, you take Markandeya Puranam. Each bhakta, each story, leela of the Lord, they show in the form of dance, they show in the form of drama, they show in the form of dance drama. So our culture, the whole thing is depicted, expressed. The whole Puranic, the glory of the Bhagavan is expressed in many ways. What are these tangible paints? Tangible paint, especially Krishna, Guruvayurappa, Kamakshi Amman, Meenakshi Amman, Ganesha. If you go to tangible paints and all that exhibition, who are all there? Bharatiya Samskruti, you can go and see the in the handicrafts, in embossing paintings, and the vilak, deepam, everything, what all we are using for puja, they are all keeping there. That is called rich culture. Why it is called rich culture? Because it is connected to God. Bhagavan is rich. Whatever is talking about, Bhagavan is also rich. So our culture is so rich in dance, art, music. It talks about the glory of the Lord. So therefore, Bhagavan, who is formless, is shown with a form for our purpose. Now, suppose if you ask, our intellect start questioning. We are not questioning, our children are questioning. What they are questioning? Is there God in the Vaikuntha? Where is God? He is there in Vaikuntha. Where is that Vaikuntha? Where is that Kailasa? That Tyagaraja saw Rama. Really he saw Tyagaraja has seen that Rama really? The dialogue between Rama and Tyagaraja, is it real? The dialogue between Shabari and Rama, is it real? Happened? Meera and Krishna, the bhakti, the dialogue, is it real? The question will arise. Our intellect will ask, even if outside people do not ask, our intellect itself question, but we don't say outside. Our intellect will question, who is this God really? How people interact with Him? How they see Him? What is that Pal Kadal? If so many Pal No, milk is there, ants won't come there. How the Bhagavan can sleep in Palkadal? These are all funny. What is our answer? Don't ask. Don't ask about the reality, its truth, about Puranas, about Darshan, about the dialogue, about Vaikuntha, about Kailasa. Never ask question. If you want to know the reality, don't go to Puranas. If you want to know the reality of Vaikuntha, Kailasa, don't question the Puranas. Puranas are not meant to show the reality to you. Puranas are not meant to show the reality of the God, reality of Vaikuntha, heaven, Kailasa. Puranas are not meant for that. They need not come and prove you. The dialogue between Shabari and Rama is real. Purana need not prove. Therefore, better not to ask. Then why these Puranas are talking? They are all only meant for your inner maturity. There is a fiction in the stories, but we never look into the reality in those stories. Whether Ravana has got 10 heads or 11 heads, we don't bother. Whether Krishna killed all Rakshasas or not, we don't bother. We take the story, we take the Purana, and we are growing, learning the morals, dharma from that stories. That much only you have to expect. Don't expect more than that. This is very, very important. Many people commit mistakes. Bharata, Bhagavatam, Ramayanam, don't probe into their reality. How monkeys helped Rama? Why you are interested in that? Why you are interested in that? See the background, that the theme, the dharma, what it wants to convey to you, what Rama wants to teach you. Every incident of Ramayana teaching what? That you have to see. Arthavada, the figurative glories, frictions and all, don't focus. Don't focus on that. You have to focus on this Ramayana is meant for what? What way it wants me to see towards it? Ramayana expecting me to learn something from Ramayana. What way? Bhagavata also is expecting me to learn something from Bhagavata. What way? That I have to see. Unnecessary probing into stories, fictions. You are the loser. You are missing the purport. Where you don't get the reality, you are tapping the door there. In the wrong place you are tapping. If you want reality, you have to tap some other door. I will tell you where to tap. Where to knock the door? Never tap or knock the door of religion for reality. Never knock the door or tap the door of religion, Puranas, stories, worship. These are all only meant for belief. They are all meant for your growth. They are all meant to convert you man, animal man to man man. That much only they do. Karma yoga. As a karma yoga sadhana, whole religion, Purana beautifully presented. So you are practicing karma yoga, panchamaha yajnas through Puranas. So karma yoga sadhana, upasana yoga sadhana is available through Puranas, through religion. And you want reality, come to the next step. This is the lower version of God. We ourselves telling. It is not a bluff. We ourselves telling this is the lower version of God. You have to expose yourself to the study of scriptures. Then you come to know. Holding on to lower version of Lord and expecting reality. Who said you will get reality there, clarity, truth there in lower version of God? Never. Veda never said that. That's why you see people, lot of confusions in the society. They never study Shastra, but they question Shastra. without studying Shastra, you cannot question. Once you study, you will never question, because you understand. That's why these people who argue all the time, blaming the Puranas, blaming the Hindu gods, religion and all, they have never gone through the scriptures. They never hear, first of all. Therefore, once you want to argue something, first look into that. What religion is talking? Lower version of God. Lower version of God is not true. It is aparaprakriti. You want reality? Come on to the higher version of God. What is the higher version of God? This lower version of God, worship, japa, puja, dhyanam, all meant for beginners, first stage of spiritual sadhana. Afterwards, your intellect is sufficiently mature. When you want to know the reality, come to the higher version of God, that is, that infinite formless God, Chetana Nirvikara Purusha, and Achetana Savikara Prakriti, spirit and matter, both intelligent cause and material cause. Ishvara, the infinite God who is formless, as a Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam, manifest as the world. Now we are coming to higher version. Lower version is only you are seeing, whatever you are experiencing, you are seeing within form is lower version. Now you have to see the Lord who is intelligent cause and material cause, Upadana Karanam, intelligent and material, He Himself, Bhagavan, manifest as the universe. When He is, Prakriti is in power, Bhagavan's power, Maya, Shakti is in invisible form, unmanifest form, it is called Yoga. When Bhagavan's Brahman, Nirvikara, Chaitanam, Brahma has got Maya as its power. Now you are all sitting silently. Do you have speech power or not? You are all sitting silently. If I ask you to talk, you will talk. What happened to your speech power now? It is in unmanifest form. That is called Vak Shakti. When you are not talking, it is called Shakti Yoga. Vak Shakti. Once, now you see, my Vak Shakti is manifesting. This is called Vibhuti. A Shakti, when it manifests outside, it is called Vibhuti. That is called Vibhuti Yoga. When the Lord's Prakriti or matter, principle, Maya Shakti, manifest as a material cause, Bhagavan is the intelligent cause, His own Maya Shakti. He Himself becomes the world with His Maya Shakti as a material cause. What happens? It manifests. What manifests? Lower version Maya, higher version Nirvikara Chetana Purusha and Prakriti, both together manifest. Higher version and lower version. Higher version of Paramatma is Lakshyartha, that is Chetana Nirvikara Purushaha. Lower version of Paramatma is Savikara Achetana Prakritihi. Both of them joined together, the whole universe manifest. Once it manifests, you see everything, whatever you are seeing tangibly, both seeing tangibly, that is Prakriti, lower version. What you are not seeing, that is higher version. Sat Chit you cannot see, the higher version of Paramatma. Existence, consciousness, infinite principle you cannot see, that is a higher version. And lower version, all forms you see as a vibhuti of the Lord. Peetam yasya dharitri hima jala dharam, jala dharam lingam akasha murtim nakshatram graha grana, all the arka vanhi surya netram naram. Surya, Chandra, Agni are three eyes of the Lord. You see the how Bhagavan has manifested. What we take? Surya, Chandra, two eyes, Vanni, third eye. சப்த சமுத்திரம் குக்ஷிஹி குக்ஷி சப்த சமுத்திரம் ஆபாதாளம் சப்த லோகாஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஆல் லோகாஸ் ஆர் ஹிஸ் பாடி ஆஃப் த பகவான் பாத்தாள இஸ் ஹிஸ் ஃபீட் ஆகாஷ இஸ் இஸ் ஹெட் வேதம் வக்ரம் வேத இஸ் இஸ் மவுத் ஷடங்கம் ஆல் சிக்ஸ் ஆன்சிலரிஸ் ஷடங்கம் தச திசி வதனம் டென் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஹிஸ் ஃபேஸ் ரைட் லெஃப்ட் சவுத் நார்த் ஈஸ்ட் வெஸ்ட் அப் டவுன் ஆல் ஃபோர் கார்னர்ஸ் டோட்டல்லி டென் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஹிஸ் திச திசி வதனம் திவ்யலிங்கம் நமாமி ஸோ த ஹோல் லார்ட் ஈஸ் த விராட் விஸ்வரூபம் விபூதி ஆஃப் த லார்ட் லேர்ன் டு அப்ரிஷியேட் தட் சேத்தன நிர்வீகார தத்துவம் அண்ட் அச்சேதன சவிகார தத்துவம் இன் எவ்ரி ஃபார்ம் நவ் யூ ஹாவ் மெச்சூர்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஏக ரூபா டு அநேக ரூபா யூ ஆஸ்க்டு வாட் இஸ் த ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஈஸ் திஸ் த ஃபார்ம் நேம் ஃபார்ம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இன்ஃபினிட் பிரின்சிபல் த்ரீ ஆர் ரியல் டூ ஆர் அன்ரியல் த்ரீ ஆர் ஹையர் வர்ஷன் டூ ஆர் லோவர் வர்ஷன் அஸ்தி பாதி பிரியம் சத்து சித்து அனந்தா தி ஸ்பிரிட் பிரின்சிபல் இஸ் ஹையர் வர்ஷன் இஸ் த ரியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் நவ் யூ கெட் த ஆன்சர் ஹியர் நாட் இன் புராணாஸ் டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் இன் புராணாஸ் யூ ரீட் புராணாஸ் என்ஜாய் த ஸ்டோரிஸ் லேர்ன் மோரல்ஸ் எதிக்ஸ் தர்மா தேர் அண்ட் க்ரோ கிரேஸ்ஃபுல்லி கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தேட் யூ வாண்ட் நோ த ரியாலிட்டி நோ த ரியாலிட்டி ஏ சத் சித் ஆனந்த இன் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஸ் கிவன் த சத் பிரின்சிபல் லெண்டிங் த எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் லெண்டிங் சென்ஷியன்சி டு எவ்ரி பீயிங் தேச கால அபரிச்சின்னம் சாந்திரானந்தாவ போதாத்மகம் அனுபமிதம் தேச கால அவதிபியாம் நிர்முக்தம் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் time limitation and space wise limitation that is the infinite higher version of God how long you want to hold on to this lower version and asking reality in that like children play with the tiger paper mesh they vechi thermocol vechi they do bomma and you ask what is the reality of this what is reality fevicol that thermocol there is no reality in that tiger or lion It is only a figurative. It is not real. Like that, the whole Purana story is Eka Rupa Bhakti and all. People go on asking questions. How can you get answer? That's why you have to mature enough to understand Hinduism, which is based on Vedic Dharma, Vedic teaching. Who is real Hindu? Tell me now. Who is real Hindu? Who do not know what is Bhagavad Gita? He cannot be a Hindu. You should know lower version, higher version of God. Uppatti mukkodi devatas meant for what? We should know. This ekarupa meant for what? We should know. Vishwarupa meant for what? We should know. Arupa you have to come, you should know. Then only you are a Hindu. At least religion blindly you follow, at least you are a Hindu. Don't question. Don't question. That is a belief, this is a knowledge. Once you come to higher version, I believe higher version. It's not a question of belief. It is understanding. Appreciate God. Arjuna asked, Hey Krishna, in which form I have to meditate upon? You are pervading in all forms. You are the intelligent cause, material cause. In every name and form you are there. In which form I have to worship? When Arjuna asked, Vibhuti of the Lord, Arjuna, from Eka Rupa, You have to come to Aneka Rupa, that is Vibhuti Yoga. You appreciate me. First Vibhuti Bhagavan gives in the, from 1st to 11 verses, Lord Krishna gives the introduction. How people know my real nature, how they start as Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, they come to know me. 1 to 11, he gives Hey Arjuna, wise people know whatever is happening in this creation, as the Ishvara's order. Whoever knows the vibhuti of the Lord, they accept the law and order, the niyati. Niyati means what? Law and order. The cosmic harmony, cosmic law, they accept. Whatever experience they undergo, they experience, it is perfectly designed by Bhagavan. Our every experience, whatever we face, every moment, through objects, through people, it is designed. How it is designed? Not zigzag way, perfectly designed. That experience, I need it, I deserve it, I am fit to undergo that experience. My bhaktas know that. The people, vibhuti, yoga, whoever knows me, in different forms they appreciate me, they know every experience they undergo, that is the prasada of the Lord. They understand this. You also understand like that, Arjuna. Maharshayas saptapurve. So all the maharshis come to know my vibhuti, and great wise people come to know my vibhuti, and they talk to the people also. Kadhayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. They always talk about my glory, and they revel in my glory, and they share in my glory with others, and they mature and they grow and they get jnanam. To such people I give self-knowledge. The people who follow my order, accepting every experience given by that Lord without any grumbling and murmuring, they are all real vibhuti yoga bhaktas, or aneka rupa bhaktas they are. I look at them and appreciate how they are following. They are following Krishna, how I have to follow? From 19th verse, Lord Krishna's answer comes. 12th shloka onwards, for Vishwarupa Dhyanam, up to 11th shloka, Lord Krishna gives. Vishwarupa Bhakti is like this, and it serves as Karma Yoga, Bhagavan tells. If once you follow Karma Yoga by appreciating the vibhuti of the Lord, I prepare them, I provide the conditions for them. What? Class, guru, all I will provide them. Once they appreciate me everywhere, they are deserved to come to the higher step. So from 12th shloka onwards, Lord Krishna enumerate the vibhutis, Vishwarupa Dhyanam sake. So Ekarupa Dhyanam first, then Vishwarupa Dhyanam. A Surya Devata Upasana is very, very popular, because we look at Lord Surya as Kankanda Daivam. One of the tangibly visible vibhuti of the Lord is Surya Bhagavan. Surya Upasana is highly efficacious, one of the Upasana. Like that, Lord Krishna, first vibhuti he gives in 19th shloka onwards, first 12th to 18th, Arjuna is asking, what are all forms I have to appreciate? Please tell me. In so many ways he is asking. 12th to 18th shloka. From 19th to 40th shloka, Lord Krishna enumerate the vibhutis. What are the vibhutis? Important vibhutis, just we recollect today. First vibhuti, in 20th shloka, Lord Krishna gives higher version of vibhuti. In first 20th shloka, first he gives, then 39th shloka he gives. In between all saguna vibhutis. So in 12th shloka, in 20th shloka he gives nirvikara nirguna vibhuti. And 39th shloka he gives again nirvikara Purusha Vibhuti, he gives again last. What about middle and Ella Saguna? He gives. What are those Vibhutis? We will see. In 20th shloka, that is the first Vibhuti, Bhagavan as Chaitanyam. 20th shloka, Ahamatma Gudakesha Sarvabhutashayasthitaha தட் இஸ் த ஸ்லோகா. அகமாதிஷ்ச மத்யம் ச பூதானாம் அந்த ஏவ ச. திஸ் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் ஸ்லோகா. வாட் தி ஸ்லோகா சேஸ், லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டெல்ஸ், ஹே அர்ஜுனா, ஐ ஆம் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சைத்தன்யம் இன் எவ்ரி லிவிங் பீயிங். பீயிங் இஸ் கால்டு சத்து, லிவிங் இஸ் கால்டு சித்து. ஸோ லிவிங் பீயிங், பீயிங் இஸ் கால்டு சத் பிரின்சிபல். பி டு பி, சத் அசு தாத்து, டு பி அசு தாத்து மீன்ஸ் டு எக்ஸிஸ்ட். பீயிங் தட் இஸ் கால்டு சத் பிரின்சிபல். வாட் இஸ் தட் சத் பிரின்சிபல் தட் ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் இன் 39th ஸ்லோகா. நவு 20th ஸ்லோகா வி ஆர் கிவிங் த விபூதி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். இன் 20th ஸ்லோகா ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் திஸ் சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம், தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் விச் இஸ் நாட் எ பார்ட் ஆர் ப்ராடக்ட் ஆர் ப்ராப்பர்ட்டி ஆஃப் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இன் த வேர்ல்டு. திஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் principle is the higher version. It is my real nature. It is one of the highest vibhuti of me. I, the consciousness principle, Sakshi Chaitanyam, is not a part, product or property of any object in the world, including body. Bhagavan says, I, the Aham Atma Gudagesha, in the form of Atma, Sarva Bhutashaya Sthitaha, I am the indweller of every being. சர்வபூத ஆசயஸ்திதான, ஐ ஆம் த இன்டுவெல்லர், ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆம் இன்சைட் அண்ட் அவுட்சைட் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். சர்வபூதாசயஸ்தித ஆதிஞ்ச மத்தியஞ்ச, ஐ ஆம் இன்சைட் அண்ட் அவுட்சைட் ஆல்சோ. ஐ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆம் இன்சைட் த பீயிங்ஸ் அண்ட் அவுட்சைட் த பீயிங்ஸ். Then I am independently existing. I, the consciousness, am independent of that nama rupa. I am independently existing. I, the consciousness, am atma. I am independently existing. Svatantraha, sarvagataha and svatantraha. Sarvagataha means what? I am inside the beings and outside the beings. I am independently existing, I means I am Svatantraha. I enliven the beings, I lend consciousness to the beings. Human beings, 84 lakhs of species, every day I am lending sentiency. They are matter actually. Every being it is moving because of me, consciousness. I am the lender of consciousness. This is my vibhuti. And I, the consciousness, who is the lender of the vibhuti to all beings, lender of the consciousness to all beings, I am surviving even after the fall of the all nama rupas. Even they die, I continue. I, the consciousness, am continuing. When these beings die away, as I survive the death of the body, I survive the death of all beings. I, the consciousness, survive. I make the matter, body, mind complex of every body, every species by lending consciousness. But that body dies, I continue. I, the consciousness, continues. But what is the next future? I, the consciousness, am not available when the body dies. I, the surviving consciousness, am not available for transaction. I cannot lend sentiency to that body-mind complexes. They die away, but I am not available for transaction. Body death is not my death. Krishna says, the consciousness, Atma, never die in spite of the body death. I continue. This is my first glory, Vibhuti. Arjuna, have you understood? This is Nirgunam. Very, very tough. So, I am the consciousness independent principle enlivening all the beings, lending the consciousness, sentience to them. They are all sentient because of me. I survive, the consciousness survive in spite of the body's departure. But the surviving consciousness cannot be available for transaction. This is my first glory, Vibhuti Arjuna. Manifesting or not now? In beings it is manifesting. But you are not able to see because it is higher version. Higher version you cannot see. You have to recognize. Lower version only you can see. Now, Tyagaraja saw Rama. Is a higher version or lower version? Lower version. Sabari saw Rama, the lower version. Mirabai has got dialogue with Krishna with the lower version. You want lower version or higher version? Higher version anna idu. Okay, consciousness. Now, next Vibhuti gives in 39th shloka. That's why the people, they argue, where is God? No, where is God? God is nowhere, especially Tamil Nadu. Illa nastikas, nowhere. One nastika wrote, God is nowhere. Atheist. And another bhakta, astika, went, no, there. God is nowhere. And you put the comma after W. God is now here. Simple, one comma makes one person is nastika, God is nowhere. If you put one comma after W, God is now here. Who is talking? Consciousness is there. He has written because of consciousness only. Sentient being only wrote because he do not know that I am consciousness. This is the nature of Bhagavan. He do not know. How unfortunate they are, you see. Being consciousness, which is the higher nature of Bhagavan, he is asking God is nowhere. Now you know where is his brain? Kaalla irukka, paathaanalla irukka. Being a consciousness, a sentient being he is, that sentiency, that consciousness happens to be the higher version of Bhagavan, and asking and writing there, God is nowhere. Yeah, to write there, God is nowhere, you must have that Bhagavan's amsha, that consciousness. How can you say God is not there? So, you can take the first book of class of Bhagavad Gita. How adamant, how ignorant, how negligent, how careless they are. Unfortunate people. One word we can say, that's all. Unfortunate. Now, third, 39th shloka, second version, higher version of Bhagavan, Sat principle, the last glory of Bhagavan, last glory, in between Sagunam. Okay, 39th shloka, the last glory about Sat. What is that Sat? Sat is existence principle. Again, 5 points you have to note. Existence is not a part, product and property of any object in the world. Existence is not a product or property. The clip is, you say, flower is, garland is. That easiness is the glory of Bhagavan. What type of glory? Chetana Nirvikara Purusha Amsha. This is the highest glory. Nirguna glories. Later Saguna we will go. Now, Nirguna glory, existence is not a property or a product or part of any object in the world, including your body. It is an independent entity. Existence is an independent entity. That existence is inside and outside also. It is pervading inside the object and outside the object. Existence is independent and pervading, and it is giving, lending existence to every nama rupa. That is the higher nature of Bhagavan. Existence, the clip is, when you say that easiness is Bhagavan, you appreciate the easiness through the clip. You appreciate the easiness is in the flower. Jasmine is, mountain is, river is, ocean is, she is, he is, it is, fan is. That easiness is called Sat. Sadamsha, Sat principle, Sadrupam. Bhagavan is in the form of Sadrupam in every object, behind every Nama Rupa. You take out the easiness, clip ease. Now I take the clip here. Easiness you keep here. Take out the easiness. Then what? Clip becomes what? Clip is now. Now I want to take the easiness. Easiness means existence. Then clip become what? Non-existent. Appa non-existent clip you want or existent clip you want? That existence alone is Brahman. Understand. That's what Lord Krishna says. Eschasti sarva bhutanam bijam tahdaham arjuna. Natadasti vina yasmat. Without this easiness, nothing is there in the world. Swamini, clip is, flower is, but easiness is there, not there in me. And the easiness, you have to, helping verb, easiness you have to convert into first person. That amness. That amness is not belong to you, the body. That belongs to higher version of Bhagavan. Now appreciate that amness as Bhagavan's glory. Later aikyam, that is different. First later learn appreciating amness. That 12th shloka name I, now am. I am in between body mind complex. Okay, this is my higher version. This Sat principle is continues after the destruction of that object. That Sat principle, easiness, continues even after the fall or disintegration of that Nama Rupa. That easiness is not available for appreciation without Nama Rupa. That easiness, that Sadamsha is not available for appreciation without the Nama Rupa. Therefore, body goes, suppose the body dies, I am not available for transaction. But the Sat continues, it doesn't have. Najayate mriyateva kadachit. That this whole thing, that shloka, 12th shloka, 20th shloka and 39th shloka, Lord Krishna puts in second chapter, Nasato vidyate bhavaha, nabhavo vidyate sataha. It is always existent, consciousness. Body medium is available, it is available. If it is not there, electricity like bulb is there, electricity is available. Otherwise, electricity continues. This is the main glory. Now in between glories, few glories we will see. Okay, from 21st to 38th shloka, some important saguna glories Krishna enlisted. Some of them I just mention. One is 25th shloka. These are the important shlokas. Okay, 20th shloka, 39th shloka. Then 25th shloka, Yajnanam japa yajnosmi, Lord Krishna says. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi. Japa yajna is the best yajna. You meditate, take the japa of any nama of the Lord. That is the greatest yajnam. Mantra avrittihi japa yajnaha. No expenditure. In last year, Shivratri talk. The greatness of mantra japa, I gave a talk. If you want, you can listen further. Okay, the greatest yajna and no expenditure, you can do any time. Everyone can practice. No any restriction there. Japa yajnam. Cheap and best also. No expenditure and cheap and best. Very efficacious. Japa yajnam. That is why every day japa is must for everyone. It purifies the mind and it prepares the mind. Jnana yogyata it gives and brings concentration to the mind. The wavering mind, vacillating mind, disturbing mind, stressful mind, all can be resolved by taking mantra japa. If you take from a guru and chant every day that japa, it is more efficacious, and japa yajna is the one of the vibhuti of the Lord. Then another vibhuti, 35th shloka, Gayatri Chandasamaham. Gayatri japa, Gayatri mantra is one of the efficacious mantra, the great mantra. Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam discussed in Gayatri mantra. Tat Savitruvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi refers to Paramatma. In Gayatri mantra, Tat Savitruvarenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi refers to Paramatma. Dhiyo yonah prachodayat, naha prachodayat, jivatma. It refers to jivatma. So jivatma, paramatma, aikyam. This is Vedic Gayatri. Vedic means what? Shrauta Gayatri. That Gayatri given in Shruti is called Shrauta Gayatri. That Gayatri given in the Veda, Shruti, is called Shrauta Gayatri. This Gayatri, it's required some restrictions you have to follow for this Gayatri. But there is another Gayatri called Smartha Gayatri, given in Smriti, is called Smartha Gayatri. This Shrauta Gayatri, you require a ritual. There is a ritual for that. They put thread, Yajnopavitam. For that Upanayana time, they put that Yajnopavitam. That boy is given in initiation to Gayatri mantra in that Vedic ritual. Gayatri mantra, Shrauta Gayatri. But it is not meant for all people. What is given to all people, everyone can chant without any restriction. There is no swara, there is no any thread ceremony, any upanayanam, you have to put a thread, not required. That is called Smartha Gayatri, which is given in Smriti. That mantra I will tell you. If you want, you can write down. Yodeva Savitasmakam. Same meaning, same benefit you also can get. But Shrauta Gayatri to chant, you have to take that Upanayana ritual. That is the paddhati. This Smartha Gayatri, Yodevaha Savitasmakam. Savita Asmakam, Savitasmakam. This is the first line. Yodeva Savitasmakam. Dhiyo Dharmadi Gocharaha. Dhiyo Dharmadi Gocharaha. Third line, prerayet tasya yad bhargaha. Prerayet tasya yad bhargaha. Yad bhargaha. Yad bhargaha. Tasya yad bhargaha tadvarenyam upasmahe. Yodeva Savitasmakam Dhiyo Dharmadi Gocharaha Prerayetasya Yad Bhargaha Tadvarenyam Upasmahe. So everyone can chant, daily you can chant, you get the benefit of that Gayatri. Chitta Shuddhi, Vairagyam, Jnana Prapti, Guru Prapti, Moksha, all will come. Okay, next, another glory, important glory, in the 32nd shloka, Lord Krishna gives Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam. Adhyatma Vidya, the spiritual knowledge is the highest knowledge, that is my vibhuti, spiritual science, that is lower version of Ishvara. You come to higher version of Ishvara, is called Adhyatma Vidya. Once Eka Rupa to Aneka Rupa to Arupa. Adhyatma Vidya means Arupa Jnanam. Infinite formless principle is what? That you come to know by studying Shastra for a length of time. not one day or 2 days, 10 days, 10 years, 10 decades, next janma also, suppose you require, you have to study, worth to study, worth to study. So adhyatma vidya is my vibhuti. Now in every Bhagavad Gita class, panchadashi class, what you are doing? Adhyatma vidya, vibhuti of the Lord. With this, three saguna vibhutis, other vibhutis and all you know. Okay, so Lord Krishna concludes in the last, therefore Arjuna, no limit for my vibhutis. How many I can say? If you want to include, you can include. Any more of, any number of vibhutis you include. After all, every vibhuti happens to my vibhuti only. Even fingerprint, I didn't tell you that one. So new fingerprint, they take fingerprints, no? Wherever in those fingerprint. You see, you are amazing. One fingerprint is not similar to another fingerprint. How many human beings are there in the world? So many human beings are there. Each thumb print is different from another person's thumb print. Is it not vibhuti of the Lord? That's why they take thumb print. Yeah, it differs. Even your own right side and left side differs. What else you require of vibhuti of the Lord outside? Here in the body, in the finger itself, you can see the vibhuti. And the inkla potti potti parungo, you can see that. This is the excellent vibhuti of the Lord. So Lord Krishna concludes in the last Bhagavan 41 and 42, Krishna, hey Krishna, now so many you have given, what I have to do? If you are feeling, don't worry. What you have seen is only 1/4. Okay, 3/4 is left out. 1/4 is only manifesting. Ekamste nasthito jagat. Padosya vishwa bhutani vibhuti, which is has got manifestation. Manifesting universe, vibhuti, that is expressed. Unexpressed, unmanifested, vibhuti is in 3/4. Try to learn about 3/4. What is the glory of that 3/4? What is that? An aham brahmasmi. Okay. I am atma, brahma, prajnanam, brahma. 3/4 also included. Are you happy with 1/4 or you want 3/4 also? If you want 3/4 also, come to the next class. Okay. If you are happy, people are all happy with 1/4. And the 1/4 also, they do not know totally. That's why Lord Krishna, how many vibhutis I can say, Arjuna? Inexhaustible, you cannot exhaust. However much I talk, this is only 1/4. Therefore, you try to understand that 3/4 also. That will come in 12th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter, 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So you have to understand how great, see the 10th chapter now. Wonderful chapter, Vibhuti Yoga. With this, the 10th chapter, Vibhuti Yoga, is over. The important slokas are few. 10, 11, 20, 25, 32, 35. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.